Our guest in the cafe this morning is Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, well, a while since we've talked, as the Irish say, how you keeping?
Well, keeping good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was reading this week, and you're the mayor of Bonham, so I know this is not something that directly involves you, but very interesting and unusual thing going on in Fannin County. Development of something called the Trident Lakes Retreat. This is between Savoy and Ector, and this is some kind of subterranean retreat for up to 1,000 people, and they refer to it as a prepper village for people that are fearful that there some terrible thing is going to happen at some time in the future. All that you know about this is what you've heard, I guess, at civic clubs and what have you.
I did. I sat through a presentation at our Rotary Club, and they talked about this. They have come into our area, built a huge fountain for those people right between Ector and Savoy. There is a huge fountain that just spans, and I really have to guess at how tall it is, but it's around 30 feet tall, and that fountain, they said they would have fountains beside it, around it, like the Bellagio has, so in the Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's interesting. They plan to do this and have a polo field and a shooting range and two or three other things on top of it, including recreational areas and all of that. So it's really interesting. It's for people that look are really fearful about what the world is going to, and it's a place that the underground shelters will hopefully defend them against a detonation of some thing that
we hope never happens.
Well, we hope never happens.
Yeah. Was it the people developing this who spoke at the meeting?
Yes. It's the people who are developing it, and they spoke at Rotary Club, and we're very excited about the and they've already gotten started out there. As I said, the fountain's already up, and it's called Trident Lakes.
Right. And they're developing a golf course called Course of the Gods, with holes
exactly.
Named for the Greek gods, and it's an unusual project for sure.
It is.
We're talking with Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd. Now, you all with the city of Bonham have plans for some improvements at the RV campground at Lake Bonham.
We did some improvements about 2 years ago where we improved the campground, about half of it, and had excellent reviews on that, people coming in to stay. Our numbers are up there. So we decided to go ahead and do the remainder of it, and we're going to have a lot more campground sites that will have electricity and water. And this is Bonham Park, which is it's just north of Bonham. It's on Lake Bonham, and we'll hook up to the Bodark Lake that is going to be built later this summer.
Now, we don't have a heck of a lot of time left, but where do we stand on the Lower Bodark Creek Reservoir project and the Lake Ralph Hall project, as best you know?
Well, the Bodark Lake has gone through some paperwork holdups, but those seem to have taken a back seat now, and they're saying now that sometime this summer they should get underway with the Bodark Creek Lake, and will look to be full of water in, I think, 22, and start dividing that water out among the Dallas area and the Fannin County area.
Mm-hmm. And you have less knowledge about Lake Ralph Hall.
I have less knowledge. I know that the Trinity folks are telling me that that should finish up soon. They've got one of the permits already, and they're looking for a second permit, and should be done forthwith.
Okay, good. We're about out of time. Next time we'll talk a little bit about the Fannin County Courthouse Restoration Project, which is going to be starting before long. The voters have approved a major project there. We'll talk about that next time we visit.
Well, that's an exciting project, and then we're going to build a new high school also.
Right.
Has been approved.
Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us on the telephone line this morning.
Enjoyed it, John.
All right, good. Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.